Do this in remembrance of me. Now, there's a kind of a conflict set up in the four Gospels. What do we mean by this? Do this in memory of me. Because the three synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all tell the story of this is my body, this is my blood. But tonight we hear from John, and John doesn't tell that. Instead, he tells about the washing of the feet. So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to do the Mass, or are we supposed to wash each other's feet? And the answer is yes. We're supposed to do Mass, and we're supposed to wash each other's feet. So, how does that work itself out? There are two kinds of liturgy that we do. There's ritual liturgy, like we're doing right now. And I call that liturgy with a small L. And then there's liturgy with a capital L, and that's the lived liturgy that we do out in the world. And this one symbolizes that one, ritualizes it, and it remembers it. So the presumption is that when we gather here for Eucharist, that we have been doing Eucharist out there all week. So it collects that. And the opening prayer is called the Collect. It collects all of the good work that we have been doing out in the world, in our lives, in our families, in our workplace, in the marketplace. Wherever we have found ourselves in the last week, we bring all of that here and we lay it on this altar. But it also accuses us of our unfinished business, because there are ways in which we could have been better out there in the liturgy of the world, that we could have washed somebody's feet more quickly, more powerfully, more compassionately, more lovingly. And so that's why we start Mass with a penitential rite, because we're asking forgiveness for the ways that we failed to do this in memory of Him. The two liturgies are in need of each other. This empowers us, graces us, encourages us to do the liturgy with a capital L. If we don't come here and do this on a regular basis, we get spiritual liturgical amnesia. We forget who we are in Christ. We forget who we are in the body of Christ, with and for each other. If you don't say, I love you, over and over again, the other person begins to doubt it. If you don't do acts of kindness over and over again, you get out of practice. You forget why you were supposed to do it in the first place. You not only forget to do it, but you forget that you are Christ. You forget the command to love one another as He has loved us. The command to do this in memory of Him, to wash each other's feet, to be available, to be of service for one another. And finally, God took on human flesh to show humans what it looks like to be God. And at the same time that Jesus does that, He also shows us what it looks like to be human. Because since humans are created in the image of God, the only way to really be fully human is to be divine. And if divine love looks like service, if it looks like putting on an apron and washing people's feet who are even less than you, then that's also what it looks like to be human. So to try to be human without compassionate love, without washing feet, it not only doesn't make any sense, it's a bit of a sacrilege. It's a bit of an abomination, a crime, a sin against God. Because we have been called to share in God's life, to share in God's love, to exhibit that, to do it in His memory.